I'm deciding to your life up. Rick Ross, I'm gonna your life up.
50 Cent destroyed Rick Ross's reputation so bad that he got sued millions of dollars for the secrets he exposed. So let's start by explaining what started this beef in the first place, before explaining exactly how Rick Ross's career was permanently tarnished in the aftermath of what all went down.
Is there anything about Ross and his career that you'd have any respect for?
No, there's nothing there. I never wanted to work with him.
Famously known as one of hip-hop's biggest trolls for years now, 50 Cent has done it all when it comes to beef. From becoming a debt collector demanding cash from his own artists, to buying 200 front row seats at Ja Rule shows, just to ensure that the place looked empty at the height of their beef.
That wasn't it. I just happened to see them on the...
On StubHub or something?
Yeah, like it was like this, for you to buy it. And I was like, that was so cheap, I might as well just buy it.
But out of everyone that's tangled with the G-Unit general, no one really probably regrets it more than Rick Ross. The tensions between them began when they had a run-in at the 2008 BET Awards. And according to Ross, he just didn't like how 50 Cent looked at him while they were there, with 50 later claiming that he didn't even remember Rick Ross being at the show. And soon, he would set course for a feud that is now decades old. Reflecting back on how it all got started in 2011, 50 thought that Rosé intended to start this beef for publicity. He says it all started because I looked at him the wrong way. That means he just wanted to compete. He wanted to move up. He wanted to create an awareness for himself, and he did it. Whatever Rick Ross's intention was, the run-in at the BET Awards prompted Ross to spit bars about 50 in the track Mafia Music, where he says,
"Burn the house down, you gotta buy another. Don't forget the gas can, jealous stupid motherfucker."
Now, in case that doesn't make much sense to you, what Ross is referring to is a house fire that engulfed the home of 50's baby mama, Shaniqua Tompkins. At the time that incident occurred, 50 and Shaniqua were engaged in an intense custody battle over their son Marquise, as well as the house that went ablaze. "He's obsessed. He's very obsessed," she said at the time. "We're in litigation. We're fighting over the house. He said he was gonna have someone come kill me and watch what he does. He made no contact to even see how his son is doing. I'm very upset." Although reps for 50 confirmed that he was in Louisiana at the time of the fire, Shaniqua says that she heard intruders just before it went into flame.
"Someone threw something through the window and the house just ignited. Couldn't even make it downstairs. We had to jump out the window."
"Do you think he hired someone to do
it?" "Yes, of course. I know he's too much of a coward to do anything himself."
But there's also claims from authorities that the fire was very suspicious.
And the authorities are saying that right now it looks like the fire was set, that it was not an accident. That's what they believe right now. Okay. So if somebody set the fire, I'll tell you who has the motive, and that's 50 Cent. No question about it.
Nonetheless, Ross definitely had some ammunition when it came to dissing 50. "I had to address a few things. I had to address a few people," he said about the track. "I love it. The thing is, some people are gonna be fucked, and that's the best way I can put it." At the time, Rosé had every right to be confident. His first two records had gone platinum off the strength of hits like Hustlin', and the hip-hop establishment welcomed him in with open arms. But he was stepping into the arena with a professional agitator who never turned down a chance to squabble. In fact, in his first response to Ross's call-out, 50 let it be known that he would mess up Ross's career just for his own amusement. After all, he's done it for other rappers like Ja Rule, Fat Joe, The Game, and many others for way less.
"Niggas think that it's an opportunity to create energy or excitement for the actual release of a record. And I understand that it may be more attention than you usually get, but it'll be the kind of attention that when it goes away, you go away. The company, the system might actually feel like it's a good idea for the moment until they realize that I'm won't stop. There's nobody in control of me. I'm deciding to fuck your life up. Rick, bro, I'ma fuck your life up for fun. This is not new. I do this all the time."
Alongside making it known that he would throw everything at him in the pursuit of accomplishing his task, 50 also hinted at what route he'd be taking.
"I can already see from here, from where I'm at, that this nigga's a total fraud. You're gonna really understand how resourceful I am, you know? And you're gonna see what happens when someone comes from the environment and absorbs all of the new information."
From the outside looking in, the rumors about Ross's history being on the side of the law was going to be key to his assault.
"Oh shit, Ricky's friends outside. You hit him? There they go.
Oh man,
Ricky's crew. He said he got a $2 million crew in New York City. He was talking about the NYPD.
Suddenly faced with the prospect of a motivated 50 Cent, people immediately knew that he was in trouble and that any dirt 50 could find would be used to his advantage. Fifth got a hell of a team. He'll find out if he ran from a fight in second grade and blow that shit up. So where did this claim that Rosé was a cop come from? To explain that, we need to go back to 2006, when an article from The Smoking Gun entitled "Screw Rick Ross" began surfacing. In the piece, they argued that Rick Ross, real name William Leonard Roberts, was formerly a correctional officer at the South Florida Reception Center in Dade County. As opposed to making this claim with no evidence, they provided a photograph of what appeared to be a young Ross in his uniform, shaking hands as he graduated the academy. Initially, this was something that he denied in a variety of ways. When pressed about the photos that were published, he claimed that online hackers put his face when he was a teenager in high school on other people's body. If this shit was real, you don't think they would have more specifics like dates and everything? Fake pictures are created by the fake, meant to entertain the fake, said Rick Ross. Alongside the controversy over these photos, the other issue plaguing the Port of Miami rapper was the matter of his rap name. Over the years, it hasn't been uncommon for rappers to use the name of old gangsters in some form or fashion. Think Nipsey Hussle, Yo Gotti, Bugsy Malone, or even Machine Gun Kelly. But the problem for Ross was that the man he had stolen the identity of wasn't like these other gangsters, and that he was still alive and breathing. More than that, famous drug trafficker Freeway Ricky Ross, now often known as the real Rick Ross, was actually pissed that Rick Ross stole his name.
Rick Ross used my whole name, you know, and he probably gained the most stardom out of everybody. You know, he raps about selling drugs.
Right.
And he never sold drugs. Mm. You know, he was a correctional officer, had a credit card in high school. You know, comes from one of those great backgrounds. Went to college and played like he couldn't read and write. You know, wow. I'm like, why do you make mockery of stuff that normal people go through?
In early interviews, Rosé tried to keep the accusations and questions about his real drug dealing credentials hidden from the public as much as possible.
Are you a gangster or an entertainer or a collaboration of both? How would you respond to that?
You know, I get money in the entertainment business, but we could get gangster at any time. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want nobody to ever get it twisted. That's the reason why Ross really don't have no problems in the streets. You see the online thugs and the Twitter thugs, but
yeah,
when it come to reality, and you know, it's a whole different game.
But as someone should have told him, the best way to keep a secret in hip-hop is to stay the hell out of 50's way. Because once you give him a reason to come at your neck, it's gonna be a bumpy ride. This is evidenced in 50's response to Rick Ross's diss. He started off by releasing a track named "Officer Ricky, Go Ahead Try Me," where he once again claimed that Rosé wasn't a gangster of any kind.
Criminals like every other word out your mouth's about a verb. Like you sling cocaine, this shit is absurd. It's a rap, your career's fucking wrapped up.
Although this would be the first succession of diss tracks he sent his way, it also marked the beginning of 50 spending time and money trying to destroy Rick Ross's reputation. Before long, he even commissioned an entire cartoon series called Officer Ricky, where he mocked Rosé's past as a CO.
Officer Ricky? Damn, Rick. Why you got me up in this motherfucker, man? Is it because I said you and your mama look like the clumps? Well, y'all is some ugly motherfuckers. Or is it because I said your baby mama's a call girl? Well, Brooke is a call girl, goddammit, nigga, get me up out of here, Officer Ricky!
While 50 was determined to demystify his whole persona, Ross tried to downplay it all whenever he could. And as the name Officer Ricky started to catch on, he still outright denied that there was any truth to it.
How do you feel about Bossa giving you the name Officer Ricky? I just want to hear from you.
Baby, I'm worth too much money to even be, you know, sidetracked on this coffee.
When that didn't satisfy people's urge to find out what was really going on, he resorted to creative means of avoiding answering the question.
So our first chance to talk about this.
Right.
Rick Ross, where did the picture come from? Is that Rick Ross? Was Rick Ross a CO? Was that created or is that a real picture?
The boss that did it all to get money. And what you got to understand is if rumors surfaced, it wasn't because, and people feel like I didn't address them, it wasn't because of my selfish reasons, but you got to understand, when you answer certain things, it may go to what was going on, who was involved, what the situation really was. So what we did was we got with BET and we chronicled my life so people could understand. You know, I made a few moves, you understand? And I feel like they was the best decisions for me to be here.
Still, as much as he tried, the perception of Rosé was changing. And after 50 really started going at him, no one would ever be able to think about Ross claiming that he pushes 100 keys quite the same way ever again. Nobody gives this guy credit for being able to stay in character for so long while a camera is rolling. He needs an Oscar, man, straight up. Biggest fraud in rap history. As is often the case with 50, it wasn't enough to just go after the individual he was beefing with. He had to get everyone in his circle involved. Among those who were happy to help 50 on his quest to destroy Rosé was his baby mama, Tilandra Tia Kemp. The mother of Rick Ross's firstborn son, 50 linked up with her for a tell-all video where she basically said that everything about him was a lie and also spilled tea on his other baby mamas as well.
I mean, it's sort of embarrassing to me, you know, because as you listen to his raps, you would definitely believe him, but it was surprising that he would sit there and say he spends $200 a month on food, $300 a month on clothes, his jewelry is rented.
Because I go where these other niggas can't go, $2 million worth of jewels on.
You know, possibly not real. His cars are being leased. He don't know where the money came from to put a down payment on a $1 million home.
Like, Rick also has a baby mother who's currently working as a call girl.
He has a daughter by Rook. Can you see that?
While that was all good material, what really mattered was that Tia backed up his story about Rosé working for the man.
Let me ask you a question. Did you know Rick while he was working in law enforcement?
He was a correction officer.
So we're clear he was a correctional officer.
Yes.
After that interview, 50 said he would be publishing her tell-all book about her time with Rosé. Thankfully for Ross, that never materialized. But as smart as he was to delve into Ross's background like that, going at his baby mamas would eventually backfire for 50. As another one of Ross's baby mamas, named Lestonia Lovisto, filed a lawsuit against him, and it didn't end well. This was after a sex tape of her leaked online, which featured 50 providing a commentary as his infamous Pimpin' Curly character.
That shit Prince was talking about right here, buddy. It's a fly motherfucking shit, man. Motherfucking pin people looking for me, nigga.
The suit alleged that 50 had illegally posted the video online, and while this matter wouldn't be settled for a long time, it had major repercussions when it was eventually resolved. In the meantime, 50 just kept his assault on Rosé whenever he got a chance. While Ross still threw out an occasional diss track or subliminal his way, he was ultimately playing checkers, while Curtis Jackson was playing like a chess master. At one point, he even took pictures with Rick Ross's kid while out in Vegas with Tia and Floyd Mayweather. Obviously, everyone thought that 50 was playing dirty, even for a rap beef, but when pressed about it in interviews, 50 always just brought it back to the key point that Rosé was a complete fraud.
You took a picture with his son, mm-hmm. holding his son.
Yeah.
But y'all have problems. Just imagine if your baby moms
right.
had your son with somebody else.
It'd be ugly.
I had a hard time growing up, Chloe. You know, my son's mom knows that my actions would reflect that, so she won't do it. She won't chance it. The people who know me know my capabilities, so they'll stop. You know, people who think I'm trying, I got to gauge. I got to look and see who is this guy before, you know, like you get into a space. Because I believe you. Every day I'm hustling, I'm thinking that's who he is. Then you look in the back and go, wait, there's a cop. You serious? And anything else that comes out is go, okay, I can't even take this serious. I got to go Pimpin' Curly. It's something else that's effective and laugh at it so no one else takes it serious.
Suddenly called Officer Ricky by basically all of the hip-hop fan base, 50 may not have been the first to discover Ross's law enforcement past, but he's definitely the one who brought awareness to it. So much so that over time, it even made its way outside of hip-hop circles.
If you could ask Rick Ross.
Which one? The real one or the real fake one?
Yeah. No. The rapper
Freeway
one.
Ricky. No.
No. Yeah, the real Rick Ross, I know is the Freeway Ricky.
Yeah, that's the one you want to ask. You don't want to ask the rapper. The rapper was a prison guard.
But what's more important than getting people like Joe Rogan to know about this story, what the G-Unit leader really achieved is getting Rosé to actually own up to the truth. Because without that pressure, it seemed like he never, ever would have done it. Because as 50 kept putting pressure on Rosé, it became clear that he couldn't keep the facade up forever. So in 2014, something truly unexpected happened. On the track, Rich's Gangsta, from his album Mastermind, Ross said the following bar.
That's why I had to play with Bar, nigga. That wasn't me, it was a job, nigga.
For the first time in his career, Ross had finally admitted to the worst kept secret in hip-hop that 50 had spent over 5 years trying to expose. And in interviews, he eventually came clean.
Most definitely referred to, you know, me being a CO.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't change nothing.
Uh-huh.
You understand? I wouldn't change nothing. You know, so, because to me, it's just about... It's about who Rosé is. It's about me. When anywhere I go and I step in the room, I put it down. People know this authentic right here. They know it's real. So it was nothing that I was really just, you know, personally threatened with. It was just, I was just ready to move on.
Okay.
Let's go get this money. And right now, to feed my family, I do it again.
Suddenly forced to admit what everyone knew all along, 50 had accomplished his task. But the issue was in determining whether the revelation did the anticipated damage to Rosé's career that he hoped for. Like, did Rick Ross's career really die from this expose by 50? Because even though a rapper being a cop was unthinkable, he still managed to make successful records even after the project came out. However, what should be noted is that after that line on Mastermind, Ross never got back to the number one spot on the billboards. In fact, when his next album after that, Hood Billionaire, dropped, it marked a career low in sales at that time. But this isn't that big of a deal, and some fans struggled fathoming the fact that he left that scenario with nothing more than a scratch. I think most rap fans overestimate the general music listener. As a hip-hop head, he got fucked. But does the average listener really care about that? As I said earlier, the beef coincided with a time where Ross was at the top of his game musically and as a CEO in rap. So in the eyes of many fans, Ross's career would have been fatal at any other time in history. Ross's career only survived because of his updated roster, Meek, Wale, and Omarion. The song BMF had the whole summer on lock in 2010. Lex Luger beats, Rich Forever, self-made albums, appearing on artists' songs, and staying consistent through all the problems. That's how Ross's career stayed up and running. As for 50, his victory in the beef was bittersweet, as he took losses as well. In 2015, 50 was offered to pay $5 million to LaStonia Levingston for the leaking of her sex tape in 2009. This led him to file for bankruptcy, and as a result, 50 routinely tried to countersue and claimed that Ross was responsible for the tape leaking. This legal dispute has raged on ever since, and even led to Rosé issuing a statement to attempt to put the whole thing to bed altogether. Although I have no ill will towards Curtis personally, I believe he truly dislikes me, Ross wrote. It is obvious that Curtis and I have had our beef over the years, but enough is enough. Despite all of that, 50 ultimately got what he wanted out of this beef, as now, no one looks at Ross like a gangster. In fact, he openly speaks about being a CEO on podcasts now, even if he still tries to play it off like he was doing it for some ulterior motive.
You know, I didn't really get to make it to the prison, because mm-hmm. you got to go through training and all that, and I didn't last long.
Right.
I may have lasted 4 months.
Right.
Before they said,
Yeah.
I was a little tardy.
Mm-hmm.
What made you want to do that?
One of my big homies had just got in trouble, and a lot of things were going on, and he just suggested it.
Even though Ross has said that he had enough, the feud still rages on to this day, and it's clear that the MMG boss is still in his feelings about it a little. Just look at how he went out of his way to respond after Charlamagne called 50 a diabolical genius.
It's something else I seen that I thought was actually kind of cute. Charlamagne referred to 50 Cent as a diabolical genius. And me, you know, thinking the way I think of Charlamagne, he would know better than that. A diabolical genius doesn't file foreclosure, doesn't file bankruptcy, doesn't. It's not a diabolical genius. A diabolical genius for my next generation of young bosses. They buying Delta. They buying the Miami Heat. They making big boy moves. Cracking jokes on somebody don't make you diabolical.
But even as he tried to point out 50's own flaws, all he got back was a reminder that he was exposed. 50 ain't worried about Officer Ricky. Officer Ricky doesn't even know the meaning of the word diabolical. Although Rick Ross is still a successful rapper and businessman, even if his sales are declining a little these days, 50 Cent has created a situation where there's always going to be a blemish next to Ross's name after he stupidly decided to come for him. And in my opinion, that's pretty diabolical. So if rappers learned anything from this video, it's that when it comes to dissing 50 Cent, make sure you don't have a deep dark secret that's lurking beneath the surface, because it will end up defining you by the time he's done with his campaign.